Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GT Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
I'm coming.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GT Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
It's Buddy Baby. It's Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. The best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad.
Palace Radio, love fantasy, it's Buddy.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, look on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no end of future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the catch is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's foul. What you holler about, money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's
Truly, Long Island's leading lady, Miss Mo Better, with
My angle is to bring the necessary with a signature. Absolutely. Yeah, welcome. And who I got in the building with me tonight? Is that Storm or Ray Queen?
Yes, yes. Storm is in the building. Storm's in the building.
What's up, Diva? Welcome.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, I can't complain, but I won't.
Trying
to get our evening started. You know, it's hump day. Shout out to all the people that work Monday through Friday and have weekends off. You know, shout out to us. You know, but now
shout out to you.
Shout out to those who actually got to work on weekends. Listen, I'll be a little facetious tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, you were. You're feeling yourself.
Yes, Bill, yes.
Especially because I work a couple Saturdays a month. I know you were feeling yourself with that one. Did y'all hear all the shade? She was just throwing all that shade right there. It's all right.
Listen, I work weekends for many, many years. I've worked weekends, you know. And, I appreciate my job for the small things. The little fringe benefits, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, stuff like that is what's holding me there, you know. So,
right.
But again,
well, you know what, those benefits.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, so those benefits are good perks, see? Those are some good perks, being off on the weekends and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to enjoy those benefits.
But you know what?
I can't even say that. I do enjoy the benefits right now. I only work like maybe two Saturdays a month, so.
Okay.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, that's why, you know, again, I was being funny, because shout out to, like, the front line is right now. Our front line is no longer the military. It's the healthcare workers, you know, who are still out here fighting, you know, with people being in the hospitals and, you know what I'm saying, and still facing this pandemic that we've been going through for the last 6 months. So shout out to the healthcare, all the healthcare professionals, whether you're a doctor, nurse, nurse's assistant, whether you work in dietary or reception, or whatever the case is, you are in healthcare, because everybody's job is essential. There's no one job bigger than the other. Yes, there's no one job bigger than the other there. That we do know. So, happy birthday to whoever's celebrating a birthday. I believe it's still in Leo season. You know, happy birthday to whoever's celebrating. And again,
yeah, I think Tita's birthday is next. It's on the 28th, I think.
Okay, the 28th.
Yeah, I think
happy
she's a Virgo, though, isn't she?
Yes, that's Virgo.
Okay, yeah, so she's a Virgo. Yeah,
my sister-in-law Keisha's birthday is coming up. I think it's the 26th. The 26th is her birthday. So happy birthday to her and to whoever else. It's celebrating. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to my mother-in-law. Lord forgive
me.
Happy birthday to my mother-in-law. Her birthday is, I think, the 26th, I believe.
Okay.
Forgive
happy
me, I'm terrible with birthdays. I think I would forget my own if it wasn't my own.
Yes, and my cousin Taisha, her birthday was yesterday. My Aunt Mary, my cousin Terrell. They all got a lot of birthdays coming up. Like I said, my grand twin niece and nephew, their birthday was Saturday. My nephew George. Yeah, so there was a few birthdays in August. So happy birthday to everybody. Celebrate responsibly. You know, my
first January was here.
I did you last week.
look, at least I wish January will hurry up and get here.
Shit, I'm out for June.
Look, I'm gonna bring on. I think this is Miss Ray Queen. Gonna bring her on real fast.
Okay. Happy birthday to ya. I heard y'all talking about birthdays. It's not my birthday, but happy birthday to all of those who have birthdays. Good evening, divas.
Yes, I love this. Welcome. Like, good evening. Good evening.
Yes, welcome. Great queen is in the building.
Yes.
Yes,
welcome.
You are.
I hear you loud and clear. I need that energy you got, girl. Wherever you got that from. Give me some of that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Shit.
Ooh.
So anyway,
wow. Okay.
I just got off the phone. I just got off the phone with an important party in my life. And the lieutenant says hello to the Diva Squad.
Okay.
But I'm here. What's up, divas?
Okay. Yes. So, you know what?
You can't take me nowhere.
I can't.
Well,
I
anyway,
can't.
Let me tell you, divas. I've been on the go for 2 days, and I think I'm going crazy from being overtired. Have y'all ever felt that way? Were you so overtired?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's also where I am.
Yep. Adrenaline takes over, yeah. and then you become mad, giddy, and just stuff just comes.
And then you crash.
I just hope I don't crash. Listen,
once you lay down, it's gonna be a whole wrap.
I can imagine. I have. Let me just go really quick where I've been the past 2 days. Yesterday, I had to drop the truck off to the shop to get fixed. Go pick up the rental. Run to the dollar store. Run to make a quick load of laundry for my daughter. Run to Poughkeepsie to drop her off. Because she is back to school, back to college. Vassar is back to school. Everybody. And then home last night to switch vehicles with my son. I finally went to sleep maybe around 2 o'clock this morning and got up about maybe 6 o'clock this morning because I had to be to work at 8 o'clock. I've been on the clock since 8 o'clock this morning and won't get off until 12 o'clock tonight. Y'all pray for me.
Goodness gracious. Just never praying for you.
Definitely praying for you because, Lord, mercy, that's a lot.
Our jobs are never really done, you know. So, but folks, you know, over here at the Deep Squad, this is an adult show. We promote 18 and older callers and listeners. But however, if you have anybody in the room that is not of age, you use it at your own discretion. We speak with a civil tongue over here. We're not here to offend people or be disrespectful to anybody. You know, you speak your opinion, and that's it. And you know, and we're gonna be adults about things around here. We can agree to disagree without being disrespectful. So, but again, we appreciate you callers and listeners. You know, this is a platform that our CEO, Rich Money, and our EP, Lavina, they open up so people can speak their minds on topics that we hear on a daily basis. So let's just keep it civil. You know what I'm saying? Keep it civil and keep it pushing. But again, welcome. So if you ladies have nothing else, we can get started with our topic on what we have tonight, which I think is a good topic. Yes, no, maybe so. Okay.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Ready.
Okay.
Let's go.
Like, yes, no, maybe so. Okay. So we know with things just going crazy, a little chaotic in our world as we see it today, you know. Tonight's question, and I'm going to give everybody a chance to speak first. We're going to open the lines up once I give the question and, give the divas a chance to respond to it. Then we'll bring in the callers or whatever, anybody that wants to go on live. Now, you know, when y'all dial a number, in order to go on live to talk to us, you have to push one. We'll put you in the queue. You'll be on hold, but you don't hang up. You know, just have patience. We're there. We're going to bring you on. So, and for our internet users, the number is 845-277-9098. And again, press the 1 to go on live. But the question tonight is, can you be in a relationship, or, you know, a relationship with someone who has a different political and or religious belief?
Ooh.
Ooh. Are you trying to say, can I be with a Trump supporter?
Oh, my gosh.
How did I know that was coming?
Oh, gosh. Yes,
dang. Feel free.
Well, could I be with a Camilla? I don't know.
I'm going to say hell to the no. I'm going to say hell to the no. However, you never know. Just, yeah, because let me give an example. I have an example of the opposite. No, I'm gonna let one of y'all go first. Go on ahead. Let me just mute off for a minute. Just give me 1 minute, Diva. Give me 1 minute.
Okay. That sounds like she's about to get real deep into something and then had to recant her thoughts. Can you hear me? Okay.
I can hear you. I'm sorry, I was muted for a second because I have background stuff going on. So.
No, it's okay. It's okay. So, me personally, I would say it would be extremely hard if my husband was a Trump supporter, to be honest with you, only because I would question why, you know, like why, or even same thing vice versa. He would probably question me, you know, but I would want to know exactly why, like what would be the pros and cons of that, you know. I just don't see how it would work, because when you think of it, when you think of politics, I think everyone's kind of like very strong about their beliefs and how they feel, you know, like you don't have to really be a political person to have a feeling and have your thought or your opinion about what you like and what you don't like, you know?
Right.
So I think me personally, it would be extremely hard. I feel like those are one of those conversations you should probably have in advance before you decide you want to lay down, only because the beliefs may be, you know, the beliefs may be a little different too. So to me, it'll be really hard, and we'd have to do some really, man, I gotta love you so much that oh my Lord Jesus, what do you think?
an overabundance of love, like
So to me, I think it'll be really hard. Exactly. Or like either we can't talk politics at my house, you know, like. That we would have to put that wall up in advance, because it would definitely get heated and be, you know. So what do you think, Ms. Betta?
Well, you know me. First of all, if two people are not walking in accordance, there's no relationship. That's just period. You understand, whether it's cultural or religion or politics or anything. If y'all know, that's like you going out. You know why these crackhead couples last? Because they're on the same page. It doesn't matter what level you're at. You still have to be in accordance with somebody that you are sharing your intimacies with. You understand?
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we can agree to disagree on certain things, but things like that, that's a little broad. You understand? So, I'm not going to get into who you should choose as far as religion goes or as your political party or whatever. But I would find it a struggle to be a Christian person living in the house with a Muslim.
Right.
You
okay.
understand what I'm saying? So if we're not walking in accordance, then there's really no relationship. And that's my opinion. Well, the Bible speaks that anyway, but. I'm not here to preach. I'm not here to preach at anybody or try to persuade anybody to choose a side or choose a religion. The question is,
but you wouldn't be with a Trump.
You couldn't be with someone that is pro Trump.
Did you say? Did you ask if I was pro Trump?
No.
Oh, okay.
I said. So you telling me, if you meet somebody, right, and you meet this person, it's like love at first sight, and you guys are bonding, you're vibing, everything's great, everything. I mean, months and months and months go by, and you guys, just by chance, because everything's going so good, you never have this talk about politics, you know? And then all of a sudden, feelings is involved. You guys are feeling each other 6 months down the line. Let's just say it's election time. And the conversation just happens to come up. What would you say?
I mean, that would have to be. Because listen, I mean, it would take me aback. It really would. It would take me aback. But only because if we're speaking about Trump specifically, I would say to support somebody like that, you're less than my standard. I'm sorry, because he just proved him. He showed himself to me a long time ago, and I don't agree with who he is. Now, I could be a Republican and not agree with him. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't want to get that twisted. You know what I mean? I would have listen to why they feel they support him or whatever, or are they supporting the party? You support the party. A lot of them, you're a Republican, so you don't have any choice, any option for who you choose it from, unless you switch parties. So we would have a conversation about that. We would have to sit and talk. Now, if we got all of that stuff involved, and if we got along that far without discussing politics and stuff like that, then politics may not be able to, you know, be brought up in our house.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, just think of it. The vibe is good. Everything's great. I mean, day after day, everything is just amazing. And he's like, God sent, you know? And then next thing you know, election time come and boom,
the devil showed up.
Exactly. And you like, hold up, how come I didn't see this before? And the reason you ain't see it before is because everything was going so great. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't even a thought, like, because everything was going great. There was really no need to talk politics because you guys were talking about life and, you know, because when you think of it, you could talk about life, and you could talk about God, and you could talk about building, and not talk about politics.
Right.
You know,
right.
So you can cover a lot of different bases.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know,
truthfully speaking, regardless of what party you support in a relationship, there's still things that are necessary beyond politics. So why would you ruin a relationship because of political views? You know what I mean? But that has happened. That's happened to people I know personally, gotten to real, like, we can't talk no more type thing because of your political views.
Politics.
Because of your political views.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, that's why a lot of people do not discuss them, because that's a personal
I hear what y'all saying. Okay, so how about
the politics is going good in the relationship? Everything's going good in the relationship. We're praying together. We're crying together. We're doing everything together. And you realize that this person only did this or pretended to be on the same page with you. So this person tricked you into, you know, being believing in God.
Hold on.
Believing in God.
Oh.
He gets
yeah,
you
believing
know what?
In God. So come to find out, listen, come to find out this person doesn't care about politics, never voted, just went along with what you said. This person never believed in God, but just
way off of your vibe and what you were saying and, you know, Googling stuff and, you know what I'm saying, just to get in under your, you know, get under your wing and get in with you.
See, that's
and you found out.
That's technology. That's different. That's a whole different level. For real. Now you're going to take me out of my character and put me into my gangster. That's technology. That's not happening. I'm sorry.
That trickery.
Well, you know what? Okay, I'm going to tell you, with Ray Queen, everything you was just busting down. All right, listen. I think like this, right? Now, forgive me when I say. Now, we haven't, let's just say we're together, we're vibing, everything's great, and we haven't talked politics, right? But we done talked about God. Now, we all know on this line, you can tell when somebody don't know the word, okay?
Absolutely.
You can tell when someone don't know the word, okay? You can tell when someone is going along with what you're saying, you know, not really listening to you, but like, you know, kind of like, you know, like, yes, so you can tell. So my thing is that we can date and bond and everything's great and not talk about politics because everything's good. But, honey, we're going to talk about God, okay? We're going to talk about God and some Bible.
You better say it. Yes.
Okay.
You deny him. Everything else. I'm sorry.
Right.
Okay.
So we're definitely
going to
talk about that right there. Okay.
No. Let me. I want to give another scenario. Okay. Everything is going good. Let's just say everything's good. You both praying together. You both are believing the same God. You both are politically on the same page, and everything is good. But and the lovemaking is even good. However, you find out that this person is into like bestiality and some crazy, you know. What would you do then? Like, literally, would you, like, now in my brain, I'm thinking, I'm saying this because this happened to me once. I've this guy that I was dating the very first conversation, he believes in God. I'm like, oh my gosh, his voice was so kind and so whispering. We, you know, everything that we touched on, that we spoke about, places we went, everything was beautiful. And then, and even the lovemaking, he was very passionate. But then, you know, a couple of weird things and requests and, you know, I'm like, but and this person was held an office in the church even. Held an office in the church such as the pastor's helper or deacon or something like that.
A deacon, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
So in my head, I'm thinking, how on earth, if you're a deacon or holding a an office in the church, could you even think of such crazy things? And you know what I'm saying?
You know how?
I want to know.
Because he's a man first before he was a deacon. Because he was a man first. So,
when he climbs,
we all know. Again, for anybody that knows the word or anything, we already know we are all sinners and fall short of the glory. It doesn't matter what position you hold.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what
position
you hold. Now, the only thing is when it comes to that, when you start going into that pulpit and preaching and doing things like that, you're going to be held at a higher standard now. You understand what I'm saying? You're just going to be held higher. But that's his personal being. That's his personal fight. You know what I'm saying? But any human is susceptible to do anything. We're liable to do anything because that's just how the flesh works. That's how the flesh works. But listen, I'm not going to
get past that though.
It's a struggle. It definitely is a struggle. Because you're like, well, dang. But listen, he's a human first. He's a human first. And it's crazy that you said that because me and my pastor had this kind of conversation. You know what I'm saying? We had a conversation
Girl,
like that.
What did the pastor say? That's
I want to know. That's what the conversation was. The pastor said, we're people first. Even me as a pastor. Mm-hmm. But, again, they held that higher standard because now I'm the deliverer. You know what I'm saying? I'm still a sinner, but I'm a sinner saved by grace. So it's different. It's different for pastors and deacons and stuff. And then
I don't understand.
Like a police officer is supposed to be held at a higher standard also for committing crimes and different things like that. So you have to take into consideration what your position is. You do have to take into consideration what that is. They do, not you.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's not you. You can't walk with that burden that they're doing.
I'm still gonna say you can go to many churches, okay? And you can go to many churches and you can meet many deacons, deaconess, pastors, aides, trustees, you know it. You can meet a lot of people. And at the end of the day, I wish that everybody understood that once you take that responsibility, okay?
Yeah.
And you, as you say, God has called you. You have a calling, and this is something that God put forth for you. Then you need to walk in that right way and do the right thing.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
We're all human first. You know. Yes. We're all people.
Right.
But if you know that you're not gonna do the right thing and your heart is not in the right place, then I feel like you should have a conversation with God. And you know what I'm saying? And to me, I feel like sometimes the conversations we have, it's between me, you know, it's between us and God, yes. You know,
right,
but if
God
has called you to do something and you feel in your heart that you can't do it, you know what I'm saying? Then to me, you shouldn't step forth and accept a role that's given to you.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Until you feel, you know, until you feel like you're ready, you know. And because we're human first, you know, because we're human first.
Right.
Yes, right.
You know, I don't know who agrees or who disagrees, but that's just my opinion on it, you know.
That's a great opinion. It definitely is. And again, you have, you know what it is, and I don't know if this is deviating off the topic or whatever, but you have some people that just are living in their truth. So just because you're in a, people look for respect for certain positions that they're in or whatever. Your position don't make you, it just doesn't award your respect. You still have to earn that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? It still has to be earned or whatever. So, you got people that are not living in their truth. So, it'll spill over into their position. It spills over. You know what I mean? Some people go into being pastors and stuff because they don't have to pay taxes or for whatever reason. I'm just using that as an example. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that can get deep, but that's a whole other show. That's a whole different show.
I know, but
you know what I mean?
Look, but the beauty of the Diva Squad is we could take it, you know, we take it in different areas of which, you know, yes, it wasn't the topic, but it's still, like, say, it's still a good topic, you know, with the scenario that was given. It's a really good topic.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
At this day and age, especially being during the pandemic, you know, of everything going on, there's a lot, I don't know if you guys have realized it, but there's a lot more online churches. There's a lot more people asking for donations and tithes and offerings. You know, there's a lot more of them. Like, I mean, more than I've ever seen before online, okay? And I'm not saying that these churches don't exist. I'm just saying it's a lot more churches out there. And you hear about all these different churches, you know. And I get it, you know. And I hope and pray that everyone's desire is, you know, everyone's heart is pure when it comes down to the work and stuff, you know, that they're doing with this online. Because online, me personally, I like online, you know. I like online, but I also like to go, you know, to the house. You know, I like being in the house. And I do.
Right.
I love it. I miss it, you know. I do miss it.
The person to person.
You know, it's a different.
No.
Right. And it's a different feeling. Like say, just, you know, not to go continue to go off topic, but, like, I want to say, like, I miss my Pastor Doja, you know. Like, my pastor,
he
died. And I miss him, you know, like. I do. I miss him, just the type of person that he was,
and the lessons of which he teaches, you know, he taught us, we're able to continue on with that, you know, because of the teachings that God had given to him and he instilled on us. But I still miss the fact that he's not here, you know. I miss that.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, I miss him, you know, because when he was here, it was completely different, you know. And you guys are, you know, we're all around the same age, you know. I don't know if you guys ever went to a church where the pastor passed away, you know, and then there's a lot of other pastors that come in as intern pastors and stuff, you know. And as those other pastors come in and they're interning, it's like they're trying to pick out who should be the pastor that stays, you know, and stays with you for a while. You know, that's definitely a hard decision. You know, it's a hard, hard decision. And it's like, who should make that decision? You know, I don't know. But, yeah, that's taking off topic. But, yeah, I just wanted to say that I miss my pastor. That's all. But, you know.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that. You know, I do miss him.
I miss mine, too. I miss mine. I do.
I hear you. Because that just goes to show you that there are genuine people still in the world. You know what I'm saying? Even amidst all this chaos and stuff, there's still genuine people. You know what I'm saying? There's still a lot of good people in the world. You know, more than even you just gotta know what to block out. You know, but back on our topic. Again, this is where all of this stuff plays a part in your relationships. You know what I'm saying? Being on that same accord.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Being on the same accord. So, you know, it's tough because, like I said, a lot of stuff it goes down to the culture and how people were raised. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, well, in our household, we were Republican, or in our household we was this, in our household we grew up Muslim. You know what I mean?
Right.
A lot of that stuff carries on to when you become an adult, and when you start dating and doing different things, and then you are happy to be attracted to somebody who didn't grow up in the same cultural background as you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but when you become an adult now, you have to start making decisions for yourself. Not just based on how you were raised. Just now, you were raised already. Now, how are you gonna live? You know what I mean. You got to ask those questions. Now, how are you gonna live?
When I was a child, I did childish things. Now that I'm an adult, I have to, you know, step up to the plate and do adult-like things.
Wow. So again, when you are getting into relationships and stuff, like Storm said, a lot of stuff it has to be put to the forefront in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Having these conversations on dates, like, okay, what do you like? What's your like? Dislike? You know what I'm saying? And get into different things that before you actually take that commitment.
Yeah, we weren't that close. Go ahead, Storm.
So, I was just gonna say one of the messages that, you know, we get from time to time is, do you believe in red flags? You know, and we know that question always comes up, you know, because it's important and it's red flags in all aspects of life. So the message that I just got was, do we believe in red flags? So.
Yeah.
I'm a little confused, so I just responded, you know, elaborate, you know. But I'll start with that part until I get an answer. Do you guys believe in red flags in all aspects, let's just say?
Mm-hmm. I sure do. Yes, I do. Yep,
I was going to say, do you feel like you ignore the red flags, or do you feel... you know, that you just, that, you know, whatever.
That was
know.
My next point. I was already that
used to
that
be.
Oh, yeah.
I used to ignore the red flags, and they always came to smack me back in my face. So, because I would always ask myself, whenever I would see the red flag, and I'd be like, it'll change, or I could change it, or I could handle it. Nope. I believe in red flags. Absolutely, and I pay attention to every single one of them. Now. Yeah. Yeah. But everybody's personality is not, you know, some people may, you know, be a good, you know, when you first meet somebody, a good judgment of character. You know, I might not be that good judgment of character and might not, you know, I'll see a red flag and won't see it as me being me having to judge it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be like, oh, man, red flag, but yeah, you know. Oh, yeah, I pay attention to red flags. Yep.
Yes. First, you have to identify what the red flags are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the thing is with that, a lot of times we see the red flags and ignore them because of our for a few reasons. Actually, it could be just that victim of circumstance will have you ignoring red flags. Getting into more of what you want than what you actually need will have you ignoring the red flag. And listen, I'm from an inch point right now. So, you know, a lot of that stuff will have you like, oh, man. Like Ray just said, oh, that'll go away. All right, this is a mistake. You understand? But then you see this mistake over and over again. You know what what happens at that point, right? You become insane.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes insane. And then now you want to be victimized. And all kinds of other stuff because you ignored red flags. You know what I'm saying? Because you ignored red flags. Because, like you said, under the circumstances, I couldn't. I can't. Mm. Or not right now. Now is not a good time. You know what I mean? Listen, what better time than now?
Have you ladies ever been guilty of committing something like, I mean, let's just say lying about something and the person in front of you is saying, okay, I know that you lied. All I'm asking for is for you to apologize or, you know, say I'm sorry. Have you divas ever been guilty of looking that person in the face and saying, but I just can't get it out of my mouth. I can't say it. I just can't.
Wait.
I'm sorry, Ray. Wait.
Do y'all get what I'm
saying? Wait, so you asking if you ever, what? If
stuck
you ever look someone in the face
stuck
and.
Don't lie when they know.
Yeah, but meanwhile.
No, I'm telling you that you lied.
Mean,
I'm telling you lied. I can't.
Right.
I can't.
I'm not.
I can't. I'm gonna tell you that you lied. I'm gonna tell you that the story you just gave me today isn't the same story you gave me 15 minutes ago. So I'm gonna tell you that only because what I've learned is, you know, when we go along with the story, even though we know it's a lie, you know, and we keep going along with it. I feel like we're just as guilty as they are. So sometimes,
absolutely.
Like, if I know the person's going to come back and say something to me again, you know, I'm going to have to say, like, I've said it plenty of times, like, girl, you know you're lying, right? You know, it's okay, you know.
It's
okay. You know, we good. But you lying, you know, and I know you lying, you know. Like, oh, like, I have this one friend, right? I'm put it out there real fast. Lord, forgive me. You know, oh, yeah, girl, I'm going to call the show on Wednesday night. Yeah, I'm going to call the show on Wednesday night and support the divas. Yeah. Right? Okay. Where you at? I don't see your number. I can see every phone number that's right here. And out of the 25 numbers that's right here, not one of them are yours. So I'm trying to see where you at. So I'm going to put it out there, ready? If you out there, press that one button right now. Okay?
Nah. Yeah. Make me a believer.
Now, if you out there, press that one button right now, because you always tell me you're going to call, you support,
Oh, GQ Palace is black owned and operated. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, yada, yada, yada. You know, and I never see your phone number. Hold on, maybe that's you. Ooh, no, that's not you either.
So wait, that's like me. Were you asking? Uh-huh. Were you saying that even the person in front of you know that you're lying, that you have a problem apologizing and admitting? Was that what you were asking?
But that's a good, that's a great point though, Storm, what you brought up. But like, even though the person is, you know, the person is lying, and they, you know, they're looking you in your face, and I'm drinking this ginger ale, looking you in your face, and literally can't even get out their mouth. Good grief, this ginger ale. Pardon me, y'all. Can't even get out their mouth to say, I'm sorry. Like, what do you think I'm going to do? Yeah. Smack you or something? What? You a whole grown ass unsurpassing you.
We're going to save that for another show. We're going to call conference call after this. That's a whole other show in itself that might take two hours. So look, I'm still looking for that phone number.
I don't see the phone number.
And the only reason why I'm bringing it up real quick, right,
is because I know tomorrow or later on tonight, my phone's going to ring. It's like, oh, hey, girl, how was everything? How was the show? Oh, you didn't call in.
Stop.
You know what I'm saying? No, stop. I was listening. I was a private number. You didn't see a private number?
Okay, not at all.
So definitely, I just wanted to mention something real quick, ladies and gentlemen. So it's about 8:46. The time definitely flew by, and we were having a great time. Last week's show was a little hectic, you know, and we just want the callers and listeners to know, you know, our lines are still lit up, y'all. I'm just saying, you know, the lines are still lit up, you know. It's definitely a blessing. You know, we apologize for anyone that listened to last week's show, you know, for the situation that took place. But this week, Wednesday, is a new show. Every Wednesday is a new show. And, you know, we're going to push forward, you know, and we're just, you know, thankful to be able to be on the air every Wednesday, you know, with you guys at 8 p.m., same time, same place, you know. And we always welcome, you know, any and everybody calling. The beauty of it is you could be whoever you want to be, you know. So with that being said, we only have a good less than 15 minutes left on the show. But if you do still want to go on the air, the number is 845-277-9098. And, caller, I'm waiting to see if I see you press that one button because you know I'm coming to you. So I wanted to add that in there. You know, I wanted to add that right there. Yeah. So we'll go, you know, we can go around the table and we can, you know, give our final thought, you know, of course, on the topics, because I truly enjoyed myself. I needed the laughter, you know, I needed it. You know, I feel like life is so serious all the time, you know, and especially with the pandemic and then with the politics and, you know, who's a Trump supporter, you know, who's going to vote for Kamala and Biden, you know, who's worse than the other, you know. Those are the topics that, you know, are out there right about now, you know. So definitely I want us to go around and just give our final thoughts, you know, on those, you know, on our topics that we talked about tonight. And then if it's something that you just want to get off your chest, then get it off your chest, you know. Exhale. Anybody want to go first?
You go first.
This is Ray Queen, and one of our prior divas that was on the show with us once said, every new person that she meets, mainly male, but she also mentioned a few, you know, females sometimes. She got a whole police report on this person. She literally looked them up on the police report, got the whole background check.
The background check.
We have to do that. We
Yeah, the whole background check. And sometimes, I mean, I've done this one or two times, but you never know who you're dealing with, and you never know, you know, where you're going to end up at. But to all those who are listening, just know yourself. Know your self-worth and pay attention to the red flags and adjust accordingly. I mean, once you become an adult, you got to make those adult decisions. And, you know, when it comes to meeting, you know, someone who's possibly your future, you want to be equal yoke, as they say, as it says in the Bible, of mm-hmm. equal yoke. Mm-hmm. So, yep, mm-hmm. Know that, know your self-worth, and carry on. I enjoyed the show tonight, as always. Shout out to GQ Palace, our CEO and our exec, to Mr. Rich Money and Miss Storm, and my divas, Ms. Mobetta, Ms. Storm. I love y'all, the whole family, all the callers and listeners.
Love you.
I love you, ladies, and I'm passing on the mic.
You said it, but you were thinking it.
All right, I watch too much TV. But tonight was definitely, I think it was an enlightening show. I really do.
Yeah.
Definitely appreciate you, ladies. I do. I love y'all. Y'all, you know, we keep each other grounded when we can. Y'all know how that do.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
As far as relationships go, listen, you definitely have to be in tune with the person that you are involved with. Y'all have to be like-minded. You know what I mean? And know what you're going to continue on with and what you're going to eliminate. You know, it's a process of elimination as far as the relationship goes. Listen, if y'all want a crackhead, y'all married a crackhead, that means you will be willing to go out there and buy the crack for him if you want it. So, yeah. For real, I'm just saying, you know. And like you said, you have to know you, because number one, you can't control what anybody else does. You can only, you have a problem controlling yourself. You need help controlling yourself sometimes, and that's from the higher power. So yeah, that's why you have to be in tune with who you are involved with. And not just communication is not just the important thing, it's comprehension. Comprehension is also mm-hmm. important. So, you know, I can communicate right. with somebody all day, but if they're not comprehending what I say, then I'm beating a dead horse. So comprehension is just as important as communication, if not as more. So, you know, listen, when it comes to politics and religion, everybody has their personal preference. You know what I mean? Because, again, once you go in that vote booth, you can be out here shouting Democratic all day and go in there and vote Republican. But don't nobody even know what you're going in there and voting. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And a lot of times people are now using religion to hide behind religion for their racism. So we already know that that's a slippery slope, a very slippery slope. So you have to really be careful, be mindful, and don't just listen to what people say. You watch how they move. If that don't match, that's the biggest red flag. So
that's right. That's right.
If you see them doing the same thing over and over and over again, but saying something different, put your track shoes on. That's a gym for you. Y'all can have that one for free.
That's right.
If you can't show who you are, then listen, you know. But they say people that show you who they are believe it, you know. So that could
that's
be
right.
a good thing also. They showing you they're a good
True.
Person. Listen, embrace that. You know, don't run. Embrace that if they're a good person. Don't listen to what nobody else tell you or nothing. If they showing you that they're that good person, and you know what I'm saying, you take it for what it is. You know, because
right.
you have people that has been in relationships for a lifetime and still don't know who each other is. Still don't know each other. So that's why I
I when I pray, I'm sharing my intimacy right now. When I pray for restoration for relationships. You know what I mean? Because there's so many, it's so broken now. It feels, you know, it's crazy. But I do. I pray for the restoration of genuine relationships. Yeah.
Right.
I appreciate y'all. I appreciate the callers and the listeners and the supporters and the emailers. And, I have some more information for when we have another show. Somebody sent me some stuff, but we will discuss that later. And I want y'all to stay tuned because y'all keep us up and running. And we appreciate that over here at GQ Powers Radio. And on that note, I'm chucking up the season.
Okay. All right, so it's the girl Storm.
And I definitely just want to piggyback just on a couple of things. The first thing I want to say is when you do see those red flags and the person is truly showing you who they really are, you need to really pay attention. And I think the issue that a lot of men and women both have is that they believe that they can change the person that they're with regardless of the red flags that they're seeing, you know. And I think that that is a big flaw, you know, and that's a red flag of itself. Because if you meet someone and they're showing you who they are, like once God has given you the gift to be able to change people and mold people to the way you want them to be, then 9 times out of 10, it's not going to happen. So you either have to accept that person for who they are and who they show you, not who they tell you, who they show you they are. Accept them for that person, or you do have to move forward because you're going to waste your time trying to get them to see things in a different way that maybe they're just not capable of seeing. And it's okay. It's okay. You know, I believe that there's someone for everyone. I feel like when God designed, you know, all of us, he knows exactly how he designed everybody. So therefore, guess what? If someone is designed for you and he's destined to be with you or she's destined to be with you, then guess what? You guys are going to be together and you'll be compatible.
Don't be together.
And things will flow smooth and you guys will go through the motion and everything will be great. But if you want to dance around and think that you can possibly change that person, that's where you go wrong. So I just wanted to piggyback on that a tad bit. And then I do want to say, you know, as we also end the show this evening, and we, you know, part of the show was about, you know, being in a relationship with someone of the opposite, you know, a person with politics. You know, if you're in a relationship with someone, how could you be in a relationship with someone who will have a different political belief than you do? You know, you also want to pay attention to that because when we think back of all the presidents that we've had, you know, not everybody agrees with what they do and how they do it. But the question is, I'm going to put it out there, you know, we've seen what Trump could do, right? We've seen what Trump can do. So do you feel like you want another Trump or do you want to take a chance with a Biden and Camilla or Kamala, Pamela, whatever her name is? You know, do you want to take a chance with them? It's like you kind of got to weigh your options as you go through the motions of election time is coming. So as we end it, just something to think about, you know, you've seen what Trump could do, you know, you've seen what 2020, do you want to have another repeat, you know, or do you want to say, you know what, let's give somebody else a chance to see what they can do. You know, it's kind of taking a chance, but don't sit and think that your vote doesn't matter because your vote does, you know. And definitely know
vote
you're laying down with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Know who you're laying down with, people.
Yeah.
Because if you might be laying down with someone who has a different belief than you, and that's completely up to you. But you want to make sure that their beliefs and their motives are in the right, you know, right area. You know, they're in the right place. So with that being said, everyone, of course, have a blessed and safe week. I enjoyed myself tonight. I've laughed so much. Tonight, and I still needed it. I'm just saying. I love you guys. I thank you guys. And I remember the background check lady. I remember her.
who used to do background checks and credit checks on everybody.
Yes.
I remember her,
yes.
You know, and I pray that will as well, you know, with her. You know, it just goes to show you GQ House has been, you know, in business for a long time, but I remember her, and she was dead serious, and she really does do it, you know. So, many blessings to you all. Have a blessed and safe week, and we look forward to talking to you guys next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. God bless.
Love y'all. Love y'all, too.
Love
y'all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Woo!
I like this young man because when he came out, he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to classic.
All right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had to pay a lease. Besides that, the pinstripes in the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. My niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt and alligators. You wanna see the inside? I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake. Why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place, play your position. Here come my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket, rob him while his friends watch it and hoes clock it. Here comes respect. His crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at they man eyes, big man, they never try. So we roll with them, stole with them. I mean loyalty. Niggas bought me milks at lunch, the milks with chocolate, the cookies, butter crunch. 88, Oshkosh, the blue and white stuff. That's blunt. Motherfucker, see you chumps on top.